Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Online Bible Study with Apostle Loretta Williams, the Prophet Samuel. Today's topic lesson, the Prophet Samuel and the Anointing Oils. Samuel was given to the Lord by his mother Hannah, who earnestly prayed in the temple for God to bless her with a man-child to remove the reproach of her being burned. He learned stewardship by attending as a servant to the prophet Eli, who was his teacher and mentor. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Samuel was predestined for greatness, for his conception throughout his lifetime. He spoke the oracles of God to the children of Israel and consecrated kings. And our lesson, we will discuss what made this man so different and unique that he is known as one of the major prophets of the Old Testament. I encourage believers today to study, read, and meditate on God's Word, expand your Christian education and knowledge of the Bible. Click on the Play tab or link to listen to the live program or recorded broadcast after the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the Follow tab on the Freshman and Blog Talk Radio program to be alerted for future programs. Join Apostle Williams as she teaches biblical principles every Thursday evenings, 7:30 p.m. Daylight Savings Time. or Aces Ministerial Fellowship Teleconference line, call 1-712-775-7031. Enter your meeting ID, 206-594-156-PAM. For further information, visit the Oasis Worldwide News Publication website online Bible study page at www.oasisnewspublication.com/4id73.html. Follow Apostle Loretta Williams on Facebook, Google Plus, and Blog Talk Radio. And here's our teacher for today, my second mother and one of the most inspirational people in my life, Apostle Loretta Williams.
Praise the Lord. God bless everybody on today. Amen. So glad that you've taken the time to join us on our online Bible study. Amen. Hope that you're ready to take notes. And for you that are listening to the recorded segment, amen, praise God, we will be having Bible study every Thursday at 7:30 p.m., and on tonight, which is September the 15th, we will continue on with the lesson of the major prophets on the prophet Samuel, amen, as well as talking about the anointing oils. And you can listen to learning more about the anointing oil from our Sunday prayer and devotional, amen. For the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about the power of the anointing and the purpose of the anointing oil. And it's very, very important that we have an understanding of the Word of God. Some people only take it as it being scriptural and it not having anything to do with our lives today or how we are to function, amen, in accordance to the Word of God. I want to share with you about the prophet Samuel. Amen. It's one of my favorite childhood stories that I remember reading about in Sunday school. And we want to talk a little bit, first of all, about prophets. Now, in the last week, we've had the ministers to come in and share about, amen, the minor prophets. On last week, Elder Drexel gave a very good lesson. If you didn't hear it, you can go to last week's Thursday, and she talked about the minor prophets, not because they were less than the anointing that God put upon their lives, but because, amen, of what they were called to do and the message that they were called to give. So, amen, praise God. You know, in this day and time, we have a lot of people, especially Christians, that are hung up on titles. They're caught up on titles. Amen, praise God. I know some, amen, praise God, they don't know what God called them to do. 1 minute, amen, praise God, they're a pastor, and then they turn around in the next 2 months and say they are a prophet, and then, amen, praise God, they say God called them to evangelize. Now, that's all part of the fivefold ministry, but each one of those carries certain responsibilities. Amen. Each one of those, the Bible says your gift will make room for you. And so all through the Word of God, his priests, amen, and his prophets, and yes, they too were different. Amen. Prophets didn't always do what the priests did. Priests had certain rituals that they were called to perform. Amen. Praise God. For the people, the atonement, one before God. Amen. Praise God. Offering up sacrifice for people's sins, because at that time, the Lord Jesus Christ was yet to come. Okay. But here is in my student Bible dictionary. Let me first define again prophecy and prophet and prophetess. Prophecy is to speak for God, to tell God's truth. That's Mark chapter 7, verse 6. 2 Peter, amen, praise God, chapter 1, verses 19 to 21, and 1 Corinthians 13 and 2. Prophets spoke God's word to a present generation, but with the truth that often revealed the future, as in Revelation 1, 17 through 19. Now, you could read that Amen. Praise God. I will be talking a little bit more about prophecy. Everybody that is prophesied is not called into the office of the prophet. Amen. Praise God. That's just like we have titles today. We have titles that are the CEO, the director, the manager, the supervisor. Amen. Praise God. You can be the management of a firm, but don't own it. Your name, amen, praise God, is not on any legal documents other than getting a paycheck, all right? Amen, praise God. People fail to understand that with the gift, because that's what they are, you can operate in the gift and yet not hold the office. Amen. We got several people right now, two major candidates from the Republican Party and the Democrat Party that are running for the presidential office, and then we have other people that are running for Congress, the Senate, the House of Representatives, amen. But we only got one commander-in-chief right now, and that's President Barack Obama. He is the commander-in-chief, and he will remain the commander-in-chief even after the election in November, amen, praise God, up until, amen, the new president, amen, is sworn into office in January 2017, okay? So it's the office. It doesn't matter who is running, amen, praise God. You can have candidates, and we have a lot of people that God has called as candidates, amen, praise God. You're in training, but you still do not hold that office. Okay, you may even be elected. The Bible said make sure your calling and election is sure. Oh, man. Okay, so we have a person, an individual that's running for the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, and then we have Donald Trump running for the Republican Party, and then there's also other individuals that are running independently. But those are the two major endorsed candidates. Not only one going to win. Only one's going to be elected, okay? But even so, at the current time, up until his term expires and the new president is sworn in, and that means he's going to stand before a witness of his peers. He's going to stand before judges. He's going to stand before those that have elected him and even those that didn't vote for him. He or she is going to stand before God and make a vow, amen, praise God, to serve this country. I want you to understand that the office of the prophet, amen, praise God, is similar, amen, to such an office. It is an office of one who speaks for God, that a true prophet say exactly what God say, not what you want to say and not what the people want to hear. Because there's going to be a whole lot of times that God is going to tell you to say things, amen, and you ain't going to want to say it because it's going to hurt somebody's feelings, it's going to offend somebody. Oh, people love it when we start telling them God's going to bless them with a house, God's going to bless them with a car, amen, praise God. God's going to bring you wealth and riches and finances. That's all prophetically spoken in the word of God. Oh, but they don't want to hear when God tells you, amen, praise God, and speaks through the prophet, get your house in order, because I'm fixing to take you up out of here, amen, praise God. Or you don't want to hear the prophet when it comes to tell you, amen, praise God, that if you do not repent of your sins and turn from your wicked ways, I'm going to destroy you and everything that belongs to you. Oh, these are some of the things that God sent the prophets to speak. God also sent prophets to anoint. Amen. Samuel, who we're going to talk about today, was called as such a prophet. All right? Both men and women have served as prophets. We say prophet is for women. Amen. Praise God. But they are still prophets. Amen. And sometimes they were liked, and other times they were denounced, rejected, ridiculed, criticized. Amen. Praise God. So then you have those that were false prophets. They were not called by God, and they were not to be heeded. And you find that in 1 Kings 18, verse 25 through 40. Everybody walking around saying God called them as a prophet is lying. And they tell people, amen, many times even speaking things against the true prophets, of God to hinder the work of God, to hinder what God has said, because the people got itching ears. Let's learn a little bit more about Samuel. You can find Samuel in the Old Testament, beginning with the first chapter. Amen. Talks about his conception. Amen. Praise God. Prophet and last judge of Israel. His birth was an answer to his parents. His father was Elkanah, and his mother was Hannah. 1 Samuel 1:20. Before Samuel's birth, his mother promised to give Samuel to God, and she sent two-year-old Samuel to serve under Eli the priest. Let me say, don't make a vow and don't keep it. This is one of the first requirements. When you pray and you ask God for something, make sure you keep that vow. I know so many people that have made commitments to God. Lord, if you heal me, when I get up from my sick bed, I'm going to serve you. I know a lot of parents, because it is a prayer that my husband and I pray, amen, for our first child. And he wanted a man child. Amen, praise God. And for the last two generations, amen, in my family, the oldest was girl. And we prayed and asked God for a male child, amen, to be the firstborn, my husband and I, amen, praise God. And my husband made a commitment to God to serve God, amen, if he would give him a man child, that he would teach him and that he would raise him up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And he had to be reminded, even recently, he has been reminded by prophets. He has been reminded by me, amen, praise God, that you're not living what you told God. You told God, you asked God for these boy children. You asked him for this, your oldest son. I can't speak for the rest of them, but I know we asked for this one. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because sometimes you don't always ask God for your children. He sent them to you, such as the case of my daughter. He sent her. I didn't ask for her. I was shocked to find out I was pregnant. But that first one, that eldest one, oh, I beseech the Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And I have fulfilled and continue to fulfill my vow before God to train him in the way that he should go, regardless of the way that he takes. It is my responsibility, even in his adult life, to remind him, you have been called, you have been bought with a price. God put you on this earth for a specific reason, and it is not for your will, but it is to do his will. And until you do it, you're going to experience some hardships because you're not submitting yourself to the will and the authority of God. And that's what a prophet has to do. A prophet has to tell people the truth, whether they want to hear it or not. You have to stand on the word of God. And prophets don't run around asking people, do you think God gave me this? We don't look for affirmation. And yes, I said we, because, amen, praise God, I walk in the office of a prophet. And I have done so, amen, since my early childhood years. And I have set up under prophets. I have set up under those. I have went to the prophet school and got some teaching and training on how a prophet is supposed to conduct himself or herself. Because the Bible says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. You got people running around here now calling themselves, amen, prophets of God, and they don't want to submit themselves to any authority but God. That's not correct. You are subject to whoever God, amen, put you to send word to, amen. If they tell me they don't want to hear it, I'm to wipe the dust off my feet and remove myself. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if God tell me to speak, I'm not to be fearful of their faces, as he told Isaiah. Don't fear their faces. You root up and you tear down. But you also help to build, to encourage, and to strengthen. Samuel was to serve under Eli. This is another thing, amen, people don't realize. When God calls you to an office, you have to be mentored. You have to be instructed. In other words, you got to go to school. You got to get some training. The majority of ministers I know, they lack training. Therefore, they're not qualified. They want to say God anointed me and God appointed me, but yet they don't want any basic training of how they are to operate in the calling. He said many are called, but few are chosen. This is why we have so much division within the body of Christ, because we got people that are operating, amen, under a calling, but they are not qualified. They have not been chosen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Samuel, amen, served Eli. That's another thing. Amen. People don't want to serve. They want to be so quick to leave but haven't learned how to serve. And he served in humility. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He had to learn the voice of God. The Bible tells me, amen, praise God, that when Samuel heard the voice of the Lord, he thought it was Eli. Thank you, Jesus. He knew Eli's voice. And he thought it was Eli that was calling unto him. And Eli told him, he said, go back and lay down. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He said, the next time you hear that voice, you say, Lord, here am I. That is in Samuel, first chapter, first book of Samuel, chapter 3. Some people have to be instructed because they don't know if they're hearing from God or not. Eli had to tell him, I didn't call you. Oh, I wish so people would realize, amen, praise God, that man did not call you. God called you. And God is the one that qualifies you, but he uses people to give us sound counsel and good advice, such as he did with Eli, amen, giving instruction to the young prophet Samuel, because Samuel hadn't been appointed over nobody. That's another thing. Amen. Praise God. God ain't going to put you over somebody to lead anybody until you complete your training. When you complete your training, then the time will come when God will put you in a position to lead others. This is another problem we have within the body of Christ, that folks are running around trying to lead, but they don't want to follow. And before you can become a disciple, you've got to learn to follow instruction. The Lord came and he stood and he called. Other times, Samuel, Samuel, amen. And then Samuel, when he knew it was God, he said, speak for thy servant, hear it. Some of y'all can't hear God because you're too busy. You don't know the voice of God. That's why you got to go and ask somebody, amen, is do you think God is talking to me? Do you think God told me to do that? Be still. The word Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Amen, praise God. All through the Old Testament, these prophets had to know the voice of God for themselves. And there were many times, we read about Elijah, there were many times that they questioned, is this you, God? Is this really you talking to me? The Bible talks about how Jonah ran from God. He ran from doing what God had commissioned him to do. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All throughout the word of God, we find out, even with Eli's sons, they committed sins and atrocities, going in and using the cups and the things of the temple that were consecrated unto God for their own pleasure. The Bible even talks about how they went a-whoring. Yes, they fornicated with the women. Amen, praise God. While they were supposed to be in the priesthood. Oh, it's right there. And because Eli did not correct them, because he did not sit them down, God judged Eli's house. He judged his sons, and he judged him, and he stripped them of the priesthood. God will strip you. He will expose you. The same thing happened with Aaron and his sons when they got outside the will of God. God took them before the people, told Moses to stand him up and strip him of his priestly garment. Don't think God can't strip you of what he gives you when you get out of order, when you get in your flesh, when you decide that you are so great, can't nobody reprove you, can't nobody correct you. He's doing it now, and we've seen it. We've seen great men and women of God, televangelists, amen, prophets, amen, praise God, get into their flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and God shut them down openly expose them and strip them of their anointing. Oh, you better hear me on today. This office is a serious call. When you answer it, you better make sure that you're prepared and you're ready to do what thus said the Lord. Chapter 4 talks about how the word of Samuel came to all Israel. He gave orders. He gave instructions even before there was an appointed king. God had the prophet speaking to the people. They didn't like that, so they started praying and asked God to give them a king. Samuel told them, said, God will give you what you want, but he's going to take your son and send him out to war. He's going to take your daughters and marry them. He's going to take your lands and charge you taxes. You got to be careful what you ask God for. Why? Why did the children of Israel do that? Because they didn't want to hear the voice of the prophet. The Bible talks about how Deborah sat up under a tree and judged Israel. No, people don't like it when you judge them. They don't want to hear judgment. They feel like the only person who can judge me is God. Well, God's judgment can be harsh many times, especially when you're outside of his will. Samuel was responsible, amen, for telling the people what thus says the Lord. He was responsible to go to kings. In the book of Samuel, we find out how God sent him, amen, praise God, to give word to captains and to generals as to when they were to go into battle. Oh, thank you, God. When they were to fight. They weren't even supposed to go into a battle unless God said so, because they needed to hear, amen, the counsel of what God wanted them to do. Many times that's a problem. We don't take time to hear what God is saying because we're too busy with our own schedule and our own program. Oh, thank you, God. Samuel also gave instruction, amen, regarding how the enemy was to be dealt with. We know for a long time that the Philistines were enemies, the Amorites and the Hittites. All of these, amen, praise God, were enemies of the children of Israel. And the prophets would come and go before God and seek God's counsel on how they were to deal with their enemies. How do we subdue the Philistines? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Many times we still dealing with stuff because we don't want to hear what God is saying, just like I told you, amen, in Samuel, the 8th and 9th chapter, where the children of Israel decided, we don't want to hear you, we want a king. Other nations got a king. That's how foolish they were. Other nations didn't even know about the one true God. Here it is, God has chosen you as a people unto himself. He has delivered you from Pharaoh, brought you out of bondage in Egypt. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Has set you free, amen, praise God, and given you victory over nations, and now you want a king. Oh, that's just how we come before God. Yet God gave them what they asked for. He gave them just what they asked for. God will give you what you asked for. He had Samuel to go out, amen, praise God, to the house that he designated. You go to the house, amen, of Benjamin, and there I have chosen a son, a young man, goodly. And the Bible lets me know that Saul was very tall, extremely good looking. Oh, that's what the word says. He was higher than any of the other people. And God told Samuel, you go, amen, take one of your, amen, go and take, amen, the oil and anoint him. Now Benjamin, amen, he kept bringing, you know, all of his sons before. No, this ain't the one. Nope, that ain't the one. Okay. But God knew just who he wanted to use. A lot of times we bring people before God and it's not who they want to use. Well, I've run out of time on today. God bless you. This is Apostle Loretta Williams. Hope you listen in on tomorrow or tonight, excuse me, to our online Bible study. God bless you.